Blog Talk Radio.
We'll be right back.
Nation, thank you for tuning in today. We have a great show lined up for you this morning. We've got World of Outlaw, NOS Energy Drink Sprint Car Series updates. We've got World of Outlaw late models. We've got Lucas Oil late models. We've got NASCAR on dirt this weekend. We've got the Fastlane Sports Show NASCAR League updates, the penalty box, so much more. Keep it tuned right here on the Slicks and Sticks Radio Network. Let's go!
On the SNS Radio Network, this is the Fastlane Sports Show. And now, your host, Pete Tonich. Show presented by Ultra Light Railway Brake Sticks. I'm your host, Pete. Thank God it's the weekend. Right, it is the weekend. That means it's time for another brand new show, and we are coming to you live this morning from the 357 Woodworks Studios. Before we get the show started completely, don't forget today, while you are scrolling social media, head on over to Facebook and give Margazzano Designs a like on Facebook today. Like their page. Party planning, anniversary gifts, birthday party favors, funny gift ideas, all custom made and handcrafted by Bree. Everything from t-shirts to window decals to mugs and more. Follow them on Facebook to get some ideas about what you might need for party favors. If you've got a bachelorette party or something that you want to do, and you want cute little stickers or something made for that, or if you want a window decal made for your car to honor or memorialize somebody, you can do that as well. You can go to her with an idea, say, hey, this is what I'm looking to do. She'll design something. She'll send it to you. Make sure you like it and go from there. So check out Margazzano Designs on Facebook today. Also, while you are on Facebook, be sure to swing by Jamie Kelly's Facebook page as well. Jamie Kelly KW Legacy Group Realty. If you're looking for a realtor in this area, the Stark County area, if you're looking to move to this area, if you want to move away from the area and you need to sell a house, if you're tired of renting and want to finally purchase your own home, give Jamie Kelly a call today. Her number is 330-316-9626. You can also go to JamieKellySellsHomes.com to get more information. Also, don't forget, all year in 2021, just like the past 4 years, anybody who calls the show will be joining us this year again on the Barbasol Shave phone line. Don't forget to check out Barbasol at your local grocery store, wherever you can purchase shaving products. Don't forget to also look for the all-new Barbasol Ultra 6 Plus Razor. It features an ultra trimmer, 7th blade for refining and styling. Barbasol has also refined the close shave technology that includes a clean rinse, ultra-thin blades, and a pivoting head. And for that close, comfortable shave, be sure to check out Barbasol Shave Cream. You can find that stuff at your local supermarkets, pharmacies, places like that, wherever they sell shaving cream. So be sure to look that up. You can also go to Barbasol.com. You can purchase items off of their website. You can also join their shave club. They have a shave club as well. So be sure to check out BarbasolShave.com today.
Round and round and round they go. Baby, can't you hear the engine roar?
All right, if you're new to the show or don't know that music means, it is time to do a little talking dirty, and we have got a great dirt show for you today. We have a lot of dirty talk to do, and I am joined now by my co-host, Christina. Good morning, Christina.
Good morning, good morning.
Christina, we have quite a bit to talk about on dirt racing today. Not only do we have World of Outlaw updates, Lucas Oil dirt updates, but there's another racing series that's racing on dirt this weekend that hasn't done it in 41 years.
Yeah. I mean, the last time we saw NASCAR on dirt was September of 1970. So That's actually a very long time. So they're finally back on their roots, and I'll tell you what, my podium box pick is going to be a doozy this week because, I have to back up my dirt family. So yeah, the people that went on, it's going to be a fun time today. I'm excited. This is probably going to be the dirtiest show we've had, considering it's all on dirt.
Right.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
For the first time ever.
Yeah, it's been 51 years. I apologize about my math there this morning. 1970, 51 years since NASCAR's been on dirt.
You need to get yourself a NOS, my friend.
Yeah, I'm going to be getting some type of energy drink later. Speaking of NOS, they haven't joined the show yet, but we're still waiting on them to join the show. Them and Starbucks, between the two of us, we should be securing those two companies this year. But NOS Energy is the, of course, title sponsor of the World of Outlaws Sprint Car Series. And they were supposed to race last night, and I believe that race got canceled. They were supposed to be, I've got it wrote down here. I'm sure you already have it wrote down. Yeah. So they should be racing tonight, though.
Yes.
Where are my
notes at?
They're
at Lake Ozark.
Yeah.
That's okay. They're at Lake Ozark Speedway tonight. Last night, US 36 Raceway. That race got canceled. A lot of excessive rain. If you go to theworldofoutlaws.com/sprintcars, the first picture you see is the saturation of what happened there. So yeah, there was no way they were going to race that. That was never going to dry in time. You can't go mudding, folks. Sorry. I know it's a big thing with NASCAR people right now. Why can't they race on mud? Well, it kind of worked that way. So no sprint cars until today. I also believe I saw on Twitter a little bit ago, I believe they moved the start time for today up. I could be wrong. So folks on Twitter, you love to correct me when I'm wrong. So this is your opportunity to let me know if that's the case. But I believe they are going to start today a little earlier. But oh, actually, let me see here. Yes, it does look like it's going to start a little earlier today. So, but that's for the World of Outlaw. Sprint cars, no action since we talked about them last week. So,
yeah, it got a little rainy up here a few days ago. So we had quite a bit of rain and storms roll through. So I can see why that race at US 36 Raceway got canceled. But the Jason Johnson Classic is tonight at Lake Ozark Speedway there in Eldon, Missouri. So be sure to check that out. Last Saturday, we came on the air, and it was the first day of spring and the second of the Texas Two-Step, and down there at Cotton Bowl Speedway in Texas. On Friday, we saw Sheldon Haldenshield get his second win of the season down in Texas. He was the first outlaw driver for the sprint cars to get two wins on the year. He came in first ahead of Aaron Rutzel and Brad Sweet. And then Saturday night, Brad Sweet said, no way. Not just, you're not going to be the only one. And so Brad Sweet jumps to the top of the podium on Saturday night, finishing ahead of Brent Marks and Corey Eliason there on Saturday. So Brad Sweet becomes the second driver this year in the Outlaws to get multiple wins on the year, Christina. And also last Saturday, that win kind of increased his lead a little bit over Shark Racing, Logan Schuhart there in second. But it's still going to be a great points battle, I believe, between those two. They're not done swapping the lead for the points. But as it stands right now, Brad Sweet, with those two wins, is the points leader ahead of Logan Schuhart, David Gravel, Donnie Schatz, and Sheldon Haldenshield, who also has two wins on the year. So, Christina, heading into tonight's race there in Missouri for the Jason Johnson Classic, we've got quite a few guys battling in the points. And like I said, this points battle is going to get a lot more intense as the season goes. We have just begun. I mean, we're only, what, 8 races in to this season? It's not even April yet.
Exactly, and we already have a tie in the points standings because David Gravel and Donnie Schatz have exactly the same amount of points. It's just that David Gravel is ahead of him in this, if you look at the tie-breaking situation. So, no, there's a lot of points left to be, gained in this, and I don't think we've seen the last of any of the top five, battling out, making this really worthwhile points race, finally. We're used to seeing it always being Donnie Schatz. Not anymore, and that's great for the sport. And I look forward to seeing what happens tonight. I really want to see the 49 car go back to victory lane and, remembering the life and, the legacy of Jason Johnson and, what he brought to the sport. And he was tragically taken away from us, as so many other sprint car drivers and race car drivers have been recently. And I just hope for the best. I hope it's a great race tonight and weather stays away. I really want to see this one get in. Don't worry, folks. I'm going to be watching both. I'm going to have this. Actually, there's 3 things I'm going to have screened up. I'm going to have this screened up. I'm going to have, we're going to talk about it here in a little bit. But I'm going to have the World of Outlaws Morton Building Late Model Series as well, following that, as well as the Truck Series race. There's a lot going on dirt-wise today. So there's no excuse. If you've never seen anything on dirt, you're about to be wonderfully wowed and surprised as to how good it really is.
Yeah, it's gonna be crazy. This the points battle last year was nuts, and I'm excited to see how it goes this year, because Logan Schuhart, I feel, is probably pretty hungry for that championship. Tired of seeing Brad Sweet be out there in the points lead. And winning those championships. And it was actually kind of nerve-wracking there towards the end of the year, because Brad Sweet fell into a little funk there towards late summer, and we didn't see him even really podium too much there at the end. And, thought maybe that championship was going to slip away, but he did hold on last year to win it. So I think there's going to be quite a few drivers behind him that are going to be extra hungry this year to get up there and challenge him and battle him for that championship. And I believe Sheldon Haldenshield is one of those that is going to really be pushing this year, because he had 7 wins last year and barely finished top 10 just because he had a bad beginning of the year. So it just goes to show that, you have a stretch of about a month, a bad month, and that's a lot of racing, Christina. The way these guys run, sometimes 3-4 times a week, you have a bad month, that's 10, 15, 20 races that you get into a hole.
Yeah, one bad night can get you in a hole. So, I mean, a whole month of it in a hole is not a good, not, it's hard to climb back out of that. And I think you're right. Sheldon's hungry. And also you got to look at Shark Racing, especially with Logan, seeing it slip through his fingertips, and everything last year. So he's hungry. I want to shout out the other Shark Racing driver. We don't talk about, Jacob Allen as much as we do Logan. But he had quite a few, like, good runs here and then had some, you know, unfortunate situations happen where he had a tire go down or so forth. Not really vindictive of where that car was running, you know, early in some of these races here. So it's good to see that Jacob Allen's getting, you know, more and more confidence in him, and that you know, that 1A is starting to get better and better as well. So that's good for both of them. And, I mean, all the young guys are definitely not, you know, not going to let somebody like Brad Sweet, who's, a, you know, quote-unquote a veteran, just run away with things anymore, and neither is, you know, Donnie Schatz. We haven't talked about him quite a lot either, and it showed. It's just going to be a crazy, you know, thing, and we'll see. There's a lot more action to come, and, you know, tonight is one of those races you're going to want to tune into, folks, if you want to watch, you know, sprint car racing. And, it, you know, that might be what you really want to look into.
Yeah. You talk about some of the veterans of the World of Outlaw and also Energy Drink Sprint Car Series. David Gravel, Donnie Schatz, you mentioned it just a little bit ago. They are tied in the points. David Gravel with the tiebreaker. I believe it's because he has a win.
Donnie Schatz.
Yeah, Donnie, they both have started all eight races. They both have seven top tens. Donnie Schatz has six top fives to David Gravel's five, but David Gravel also has a win, so that puts him technically in third behind Logan Schuchart. But you want to talk about two veterans of the sport, these two right now tied, battling it out, going head-to-head every night on the dirt. And, you know, these are two drivers I'm sure that Logan Schuchart, Sheldon Haudenschild, Aaron Rutzel, Carson Macedo, that these guys have probably looked up to coming up through their careers with these younger guys. You know, we can see the younger guys kind of starting to take over the sport a little bit, you know. So it's going to be fun to see how this year, how 2021 plays out. We'll see what the veterans can do against these young guns that are wanting to take over, hungry to take over this sport and, you know, get their names up there every single race and be the ones that we're talking about.
Yeah, it's a fun year. This is going to be a fun year after last year. You know, expected, unexpected, everything that you want to see happen, there's a possibility that it's all going to happen. There's no shortage of this can actually happen, folks. So, I mean, don't think since your driver's in a little bit of a slump now that he can't get out of it. He can, or she can. Doesn't matter. There's a long series of racing here ahead. So, and we are early enough on that, you know, if you're in a slump already, you can get back out of it. No worries. It's going to be a fun time.
You want to talk about somebody dropping way down in the points. We'll talk about in a second what can happen when you miss just one weekend or one race in a race series. We'll talk about that, and we'll find out who that was. Christina, let's kind of shift schedules to the World of Outlaw Morton Building Late Model Series. They are coming up this weekend as well. Actually, they ran last night. Let's find out what they did last night. They were at Cherokee Speedway. They'll be there all this weekend. And last night was the first night of racing down there. And we mm-hmm. see somebody get a win.
We saw two people.
That doesn't.
Two people that got a win that needed it.
And neither one of these gentlemen are World of Outlaw regulars.
Well, yeah, the one is. But, sort of, yes. Well, yes, he is. Brandon Shepherd is.
I'm sorry. Brandon Shepherd is.
Yeah, well, it's okay. Him, the one car and the other one car kind of look similar. So, yeah, no, it was, you know, double feature night last night, folks. That's why I said two guys got the win they needed last night, because it was a double feature last night. And, you know, they, ironically enough, this track was rebagged, has some new baggings in turns one and two. So I believe that actually some of them said that's what helped them last night. So we'll see. But there was no shortage of action. Act one, which would have been first feature of the night. We talked about this driver. I talked last week how this paint scheme, I'm still not a fan of this, gives me bad juju memories from a friend of mine back home. Had the same similar paint scheme, just had a terrible year, all year in that paint scheme. But Jimmy Owens finally, I don't know why it's taken so long to say he's been in victory lane. But he did. He did find victory lane, you know, in that race. And what's crazy enough is Kyle Strickler was in this race as well. And he was, you know, he wasn't doing half bad there last night, trying to keep that, you know, his point series lead he's got going on. So it's not a bad night for him. He, you know, a decent night for him. He didn't finish like in, you know, the top five or anything like that, but he tried his best to hold off some of those guys, and it just wasn't in it for him. So let's go to Act Two. You know, second feature of the night, but we saw Dale McDowell. Well, we've heard about McDowell a lot. Ooh, different McDowells all across the country doing some things. So Dale McDowell took the lead early. He was actually pulling away, so they thought this was going to be, you know, I don't know if he thought that, but some of the fans and stuff were saying that he's gone. But he wasn't, because then you had three-time defending World of Outlaw Morton Building late model series champion Brandon Shepherd start to reel him in, 15 laps to go. Use that high lane. Tell you folks, run the wall. Great place to be, unless you tag the wall. But, you know, I have that later on, folks, about a driver I used to PR for that would give me heart complications every weekend running that wall. But, you know, Brandon Shepherd did catch McDowell with two laps to go and used that lap traffic to get that win last night. They struggled this season. And even Shepherd said it in his interview. They have struggled. They've been on a struggle bus. That's what he called it, a struggle bus. So, yes, I'm going to steal Brandon Shepherd's words. Thank you for that, Brandon Shepherd. But, no, he did get that win last night. Dale McDowell did come home second with that. And, you know, hey, he's from Georgia, so it's cool to see him get that. And Brandon Overton, big old Shexy, finishing on that podium as well last night. So they're back at it again tonight. So we'll see how this goes.
Yeah, I want to say that Brandon Overton was the favorite to maybe win that race. We'll talk about him here in just a second. But, yeah, two features last night down there at Cherokee Speedway, and that is in South Carolina, World of Outlaw Morton Building Late Model Series running down there with a lot of drivers. We talked about this last week, Christina. A lot of people might see how these features finished, and they might be saying to themselves, you know, well, Jimmy Owens, Jonathan Davenport, Ricky Weiss, you know, Chris Madden, some of these guys, they might see some of these names and think, well, those guys are Lucas Oil guys. But we see this a lot with a lot of dirt racing series, even in the sprint cars. The one series that they might run full time with for points might not be racing that weekend. So they hop in their car and they go race with, you know, you see Lucas Oil guys come racing with the World of Outlaws and vice versa. Jimmy Owens getting that first feature win, finishing ahead of Jonathan Davenport and Trent Ivey. And then, like you said, Brandon Shepherd, Dale McDowell, and Brandon Overton finishing top three in the second feature. Both features 25 laps, and both were 5,000 to win. So that's pretty exciting. They'll be back again tonight to do some racing again. Christina, let's talk about Big Sexy, because last week on the show we were talking about the Lucas Oil late model series, and at that time Brandon Overton was leading the points, but he went to Bristol last weekend and ran there instead of going with the Lucas Oil late models to Atomic Speedway in Ohio. That race was moved to Sunday. The race that was supposed to be ran last Saturday in Indiana, that race was postponed as well. So that race postponed, I believe, to like May 2nd or something. But they end up running Sunday at Atomic Speedway. Brandon Overton chose to run the Dirt Nationals at Bristol. And, you know, you talk about getting in a hole. He misses one race. Hudson O'Neill wins that race at Atomic.
Yep.
And Big Sexy finds himself now 12th in points. He dropped from first to 12th, missing one race. This goes to show, Christina, you miss one race or have one bad race, and you lose a lot of points. This is gonna hurt.
Well, sort of. So yes, he went from first to 12th in the points, and it hurt a little more considering that Hudson O'Neill won that race. But mind you, folks, he might have been the smartest one of the whole group because the weekend that the late models are at Bristol, remember, that's coming up, folks. He may have the key advantage going into this. Why? Because he got invited to run Dirt Nationals prior to that and actually didn't run half bad at Dirt Nationals either.
Mm-hmm.
So he may be a little in the hole in this point series. I don't know if he's determined which one he's going to run full-time for yet. He doesn't really ever – I think he just runs whatever he wants. I don't think he's ever made a clarification or declaration of running for a points championship here, there, or everywhere yet. So, yeah, one race made him fall outside the top 10. And honestly, I think it was only because of Hudson O'Neill winning that race. And Devin Moran just won a race too prior to that. So that didn't help him at all. But I don't think he'll stay that far down. But like I said, folks, key advantage. He's going to have one of those key advantages going to Bristol when they race there here coming up because, well, he's already put his little four tires on that racetrack and had a half season run at it.
Yeah. We talk about Big Sexy, with the World of Outlaws being down at Cherokee Speedway this weekend. Take a look at, Christina, some of the stats that Brandon Overton has at Cherokee Speedway since last May in 11 months, 10 months. Brandon Overton has won the Palmetto Invitational. These are all at Cherokee Speedway. The Mike Duval Memorial with the World of Outlaws. The Blue Gray 100 with the Extreme Dirt Car Series. And he just won the March Madness race there back in March 7th. So when it comes to getting some wins at Cherokee Speedway, I would have to say that Brandon Overton is definitely the favorite maybe tonight at down there at Cherokee Speedway.
And tonight's the night you want to win. It is 40,000 to win, folks. Tonight's the night you want to win. He is. And, we're in Georgia, folks. This is his bread and butter. This is where he's from there. He's from Georgia. He loves racing when they come. I mean, they're in South Carolina. But he's from Georgia, so the simple fact is he gets to run there quite a lot. And the Georgia boys, it's not that far of a drive from this track to the Georgia track. So that's why they're good there. And a lot of these tracks are similar setups and stuff as well. So I look for him to show forth an effort into putting in a win today. He likes to win big money. We haven't really seen a lot of other people win big money yet this year. So we'll see how that goes. And, we've seen Brandon Shepherd finally get that win too. And we'll see. I don't know. He's got the one win. I don't know. There's a monkey off the back. I don't know. We'll see. That's what scares me. He's got that win. Now we're going to see. Is it now going to be the Brandon Shepherd show? Like, I hope not. I like seeing these different winners in the late model series. Come on now, Kyle Strickler, Kyle Bronson. Let's go, Ricky Weiss. It's time to keep it pedal to the metal. Don't let this guy, this, Brandon Shepherd guy come in here and get too comfortable with winning.
Oh, yeah. This is talking dirty. We love talking dirty, and we are talking late models right now. The World of Outlaws, they are second night tonight down at Cherokee Speedway. They're in South Carolina. And then Christina, they head back north next weekend for 3 days of racing, starting on Thursday, April 1st, all the way through Saturday, April 3rd. They will be at Farmer City, Illinois for the Illini 100. That will be at Farmer City Raceway. The Lucas Oil series, they are off until they come back to the late model track there in Hagerstown, Maryland. April 17th, they will be at Hagerstown Speedway up there. So the Lucas Oil guys will be off until April 17th, which means you have a chance to see them probably running next weekend again.
Yeah.
With the World of Outlaws up there in Illinois. And then after that, the Outlaws will be running 3 days of this is something that everybody can't wait to see. They will be running the weekend at Bristol with the World of Outlaws, the Bristol Bash, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, April 8th, 9th, and 10th as well. So a lot of late model dirt racing coming up. Also, be sure to check your local tracks, right, Christina? We tell everybody check your local tracks. They should be starting up soon. I know that today Wayne County is having open practice again, and I'm pretty sure you can check their Facebook page, their Twitter page, check their website. I'm pretty sure fans are allowed to go to that as well. But check it out. Check out your local short track. See what they're doing. See if they're doing any open practices. See if they started a race. I know several tracks have already started running. So check their websites, check their schedules, and hit up some of your small town short tracks.
Yeah, we raced last night actually at Williams Grove Speedway. We saw sprint cars and late models in action, and I want to say we witnessed probably one of the craziest late model wrecks I've seen in a long time there with Brian Burnhouse going out over turn one, and he did go to the hospital. They did have an update on Facebook. He's going to be out quite a while. Some fractures, broken wrists. It was literally one of the I've never seen a late model go out over the fence in turn one at Williams Grove Speedway. Now, if you folks have been there, we've seen plenty of sprint cars go out over there, but never a late model. I've never seen a late model do what it did, that his late model did last night. So yeah. It ended up going out over. He is in the hospital. They did transport him. Found out some stuff, that happened last night. So, thoughts, prayers, speedy recovery. Love seeing him in the car. He's a great hometown kid. It's not a kid, but hometown guy running there and everything like that. So wishing him the best. We see all sprint car tracks are running today up home. So if you're in the area, you can go to Port Royal Speedway. You can go to Lincoln Speedway. I also believe Sealands Grove Speedway is racing tonight as well. So there's a lot. There's no, reason why you can't see dirt racing, especially in central Pennsylvania right now. Check out your areas, folks. I know Atomic, I believe, is running today, I think, and everything else. So we'll see if there's a lot to be had. Ohio's going to start opening their tracks slowly. Some wait till a little later, which is okay. If the rain holds off in northern Florida, we'll see racing on the dirt here in the north part of Florida, as long as the rain. I don't think it's supposed to rain this weekend. They got washed out last weekend. So looking forward to seeing a lot of action across the country.
Yeah. And like I said, check out your small town short track. A lot of them have websites. So look them up online. See what their websites say. A lot of them have their schedules on there. Some of them, if they haven't opened yet, they might not have their websites completely updated yet. But a lot of these tracks also getting big into the social media game. Wayne County Speedway has an Instagram account, Twitter, Facebook. They've got a Snapchat account as well. If you follow their Snapchat account on the weekends, you can see the winners. They'll take a picture of the winner in victory lane, and then they'll have it's pretty cool. They'll have him, the winner, whoever it might be, autograph the phone. So you'll get a picture of the driver, and you'll see their autograph on that on the picture. So that's pretty cool to see that. So check out your small town short track, your local track. Check them out. See what they have as far as Facebook, Twitter, social media, websites. Check them. Check on that stuff to see their schedule as well, and to see when they start going or when their racing is. In case you have never been there, you can find out all the information you need as well about gates opening, ticket pricing, what you can take in there, what you can't. Christina, a lot of these tracks too. Wayne County, Jennerstown, Lernerville. If kids, a lot of tracks do kids 12 and under get in for free.
Yeah.
So very family friendly too, you know?
Yeah, everywhere. I think that's a blueprint standard. You know, the kids get in free, 12 and under. So, I mean, it's a great way to start youngins off and, you know, kind of get the feel for racing. Hey, you never know, they might get that bug and want to go racing. And you could see yourself there trying to wheel and deal at the racetrack yourself. So there's nothing wrong with going and getting out and getting some fresh air and getting a little dirty.
Yeah, for sure. And speaking of jam-packed schedules and kicking the seasons off, Christina, we have a jam-packed April already lined up for us here on this show. Let's talk about some of the special guests we've got coming up. Of course, a lot of people know that our quote-unquote home track for me is Wayne County Speedway. We've got them scheduled to come on the show April 10th. They will be here at 9 a.m., so we'll kick that day's show off with an interview with Ryan Pearson. He'll be here to talk to us about what to expect in 2021 for Wayne County Speedway, and then we'll transition right from that right into talking dirty with you. So looking forward to that. Next Saturday, April 3rd, we have a big show lined up, Christina. First off, we'll kick the show off with Big E from Lernerville coming on the show. We've had him on last year. We actually went to Lernerville as a show last year for the first time ever. Got to add that track to our list of tracks that we've been to. So Big E will be here to talk to us at 9 o'clock. We'll find out what is planned for Lernerville in 2021. We'll find out how the pandemic affected them last year as well. We'll see what they did to get through it and how it's going to make them stronger for this year as well. And Christina, we have another special guest next Saturday at 10 a.m. I'm going to let you introduce this man and tell our listeners a little bit more about him because you know a little bit more about him than I do. I'm still doing some research and I don't want to get anything wrong. But at 10 a.m., we are going to be joined by a crew chief, Keith Wolf. Christina, what is special about Keith?
Well, other than the fact that Keith he's been on several Slicks and Sticks shows in the past, especially considering he lives in Hanover, Pennsylvania. He's a local guy making it happen. And he is actually a NASCAR Xfinity crew chief for BJ McLeod Motorsports. So that's kind of his main gig, and he also still is, you know, crew chiefing for the NASCAR Gander Outdoors Series with They Can Run and everything else. He does a lot of things with racing. I've spent a lot of time with Keith through the years when we did, you know, when we went to tracks and everything else. We spent the day with them at Martinsville running and everything else. Keith is just, you know, he's a genuinely hard worker, and he's one of those blue-collar guys making it happen in NASCAR. So we'll get to talk to him about what it's like, you know, being there with BJ McLeod and how their series is going and what's, you know, to expect from that. And it's cool because I talked to Keith about coming on the show. Let him pick which day he wanted to come on, because, you know, they're in their 2 week off period right now. And lo and behold, this week a memory popped up, because 8 years ago we used to do a fan of the week on the show. Actually, it was a little girl by the name of Jackie that was a huge Peck Motorsports fan and fan of Keith too. So it's pretty cool to see that actually popped up. He shared the memory and everything else. So it's going to be an interesting, it's going to be a good show. These guys work hard. We'll get his insight on, you know, his take on what happened with them in Atlanta and everything else, and what to expect coming up, because they got a full slate of racing coming on.
Yeah, that's going to be a fun show. Next Saturday is going to be a very fun show to do. Like I said, we've got Big E from Lernerville at 9 a.m. We'll do a little talking dirty until 10, and then you and I will be joined by Keith Wolf, crew chief in NASCAR. He'll be joining us at 10 a.m. We'll talk to him, and then, of course, we'll break down all of the racing that we have from NASCAR next Saturday as well. And then, like I said, April 10th, we will have Wayne County Speedway. Ryan Pearson will join us April 10th at 9 a.m. And then the Saturday after that, Christina, we are going to have another gentleman on the show that is has been a part of the show since I started it 4 years ago now. He was one of the very few people that I reached out to when getting started, trying to get, you know, people involved in the show. I reached out and got in contact with a gentleman by the name of Aaron Creed, and he is the PR guy for the Super Cup Stock Car Series. And ever since he came on that first year, he has been a friend of the show ever since. We've gone to some Super Cup shows that they've done down here in Ohio. We've been to him at Jennerstown. So Aaron will be joining us April 17th at 10 a.m. as well. And then we're trying to get Jennerstown to join us, and we'll talk to them April 24th at 10 a.m. So a very full April is in store for us, Christina. We've got a lot of people coming on the show. Our Saturdays are going to be very busy from now until April. I'm excited.
Well, yeah, and we're working on some other folks. I mean, I have some things up my sleeve. I'm trying to pull a rabbit out of a hat. I'm not, you know, there's a lot going on. April's going to be a very busy month, which is great. It's going to be great to showcase some of these folks that have, you know, really been willing to take time out of their schedule to come hang out with us on a Saturday. And see what's going on, and, you know, be part of this fun-filled show. I mean, if y'all don't know who some of these people are or some of these racetracks are, you will after the upcoming, you know, weeks. And I'm excited. You know, Keith has always been willing to come on. He's reached out several times in the past. We've hooked up and, you know, kind of talked a little about – they broke some cool news a couple of years ago when they brought on some new sponsors with Peck Motorsports and everything. And I don't know. We'll see. You never know. I may pull one of those guys, you know, one of those crew members for the show. I know a lot of guys that still do it. So we'll see. You never know. I mean, heck, I don't know. We've done this for, like, I don't know, I swear, my entire life. So...
It's been a long time.
It's been a long time. I know a lot of friends. Ironically, what's cool is I actually saw an old friend of mine on the television screen in Atlanta. You know, so that was cool too during the cup race. So it was nice to see some of the guys still actually doing it and wheeling and dealing out there.
Yeah, for sure. I'm excited for April. I can't wait. I think everybody else, once we will put out an official announcement here on social media in just a little bit, announcing all of the upcoming shows. We kind of already announced Lernerville being on the show for next Saturday earlier in the week. So that's exciting and fun. Can't wait for that. Can't wait to talk to Big E. I got to meet him in person last year when I went to Lernerville's kickoff race of the year after getting delayed for a month or two because of the whole pandemic and everything last year. It got the opening day got pushed back, and then he invited us to it, and we said, I said, yeah, for sure. So I went to that, and that was fun. Definitely a beautiful track out there. We'll talk to him and see what they have in store for this year. But right now, Christina, I think we're going to take a break. And then when we come back, we've got NASCAR to talk about. They are on dirt. So I guess talking dirty is not over. We have more to do because NASCAR is on dirt this weekend at Bristol. So we'll talk about that. We'll recap the Fastlane Sports Show NASCAR League. And also,
we don't have to.
Well, we do. I know it was a rough weekend last weekend, but we'll recap that. We'll find out where everybody's at. We'll find out what picks are already in for this weekend's race. And also keep it tuned because coming up in just a little bit, we will get Christina's pick for the penalty box. We'll find out who she is throwing into timeout here in just a little bit. So keep it tuned right here on the Slicks and Sticks Radio Network. We'll be right back. 357 Woodworks is a high-end quality, handcrafted small wood shop. They specialize in butcher blocks, breadboards, and kitchen and dining room tables. You can order anything from home decor to any custom order at 357 Woodworks. 357 Woodworks is located in Canton, Ohio, and can be contacted at 330-316-7847. You can follow them or even contact them on Facebook at 357 Woodworks, and you can connect with them on Instagram at 357 Woodworks. Be sure to mention Fastlane Sports Show when placing an order to get 10% off your order. Again, you can reach them at 330-316-7847. For nearly 100 years, Barbasol has remained the American standard and tradition in shaving. Generations of men and women have trusted Barbasol to look and feel their best during life's greatest moments. Today, Barbasol remains true to the principle of providing products at an honest value that deliver a close, comfortable shave with every use. Be sure to look for a can of Barbasol at your local supermarket or wherever shaving products are sold. Close Shave America, Close Shave Barbasol.
You already know what time it is, man.
Fastlane Sports Show. And now, your host, Pete started.
Kick the dust up. That money grow. Tractors, plows with flashing lights, backing up a two-lane road. They take one last lap around. That sun up high goes down. And then it's on, come on, girl, kick it on back, Z71 like a Cadillac. We go way out where there ain't nobody.
Oh, that's right. Welcome back. This is the Fast Lane Sports Show presented by Ultralight Railway Brake Sticks, coming to you live on the Slicks and Sticks Radio Network from the 357 Woodwork Studios. I'm joined by Chris today, as I am every Saturday, my co-host. That's right. We're kicking the dust up. Christina, let's just keep talking dirty, because this weekend NASCAR has already started. They've ran some practice. Did I read that? We actually had practice. We had cars practicing. They were running on the dirt in Bristol.
Two practices.
Holy smokes.
Not just one.
Wow.
We're really getting it dirty. Yeah. I'm kind of glad they did practice. I really feel like it would have been a bigger shit show had they not had practice yesterday. Man, ooh, that first truck series practice, it was rough. Mm. Nothing like trying to wreck the whole damn field in the race before the race even starts. I'm not even going to say any names. You know who you are. Oh, damn.
Let me ask you a question, because you've been following dirt racing for a long time. Is it a shock for you to see a Blaney do good on dirt?
No.
Is that a shock? Are you shocked, Christina, that there was a Blaney at the top of the speed charts on a dirt track?
This particular Blaney, yes. In a way. Not necessarily the Blaney name, but Ryan Blaney in general, because he did not start racing on dirt.
Right.
He did not follow in his dad's footsteps, his Uncle Dale, or his grandpa. His Uncle Dale, by the way, still tearing it up on dirt racing. Gotta love me some Dale Blaney. But that's
from Ohio,
a really
too.
Different show, folks. Yeah, yeah. Very good. Very good man. Very good friends with Tony Stewart, too, in the All-Star Circuit of Champions. But we'll hold that for when the All-Stars start running. But, Ryan Blaney picking up where he left off from Atlanta. And, so that's good. That's good. It's good to see that, he did really well in practice. You know who else? It shocked me, but it didn't shock me, if that makes any sense, is seeing Alex Bowman do fairly well on top of the leaderboard in practice as well. Mind you, folks, he owns Sprint Car Team. He has sprint cars. He owns dirt cars. So It just shocked me that these cars didn't go straight up into the fence, honestly. But you know what? I am glad that happened. Did you see it? Did you see the difference in the car? Did you see it? Did anybody notice? No splitters. Thank baby Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think Dale Jr. was talking about that a couple weeks ago. He was showing a car.
Well,
yeah,
I
he even said, no splitter.
I mean, he lost a lot of money because of the splitter. Let's be real. That damn splitter has cost him a lot of race cars.
Yeah. Ryan Blaney, top of the leaderboard. Alex Bowman, second. And then Denny Hamlin, Joey Logano, Chase Briscoe, top five.
Denny Hamlin won't stay there. That's okay. He's not going to be there when it counts. He really isn't, folks. You know who else shocked me? Joey Logano.
Up there in the top five.
Chase Briscoe, not shocked. He's a dirt guy, folks. Ran dirt before he ran where he's at now. Why do you think Tony Stewart has the kid? Let's be real.
That and it's only practice. I mean, look at Kyle Larson. He finished 15th in final practice. Fifth in first practice. Had engine issues, you know.
Watch him. Just watch for him, folks, tomorrow. Woo-hoo. Gonna be a show.
You can't base this weekend off of practice, though, that's for sure. But it was nice to talk about practice. We haven't talked about practice in over a year. And you know what's even funnier about that is we haven't had any practices, any qualifyings, and we haven't seen Kyle Busch win very much. So I don't know. There's a correlation there of, I don't know. I'm just saying, I guess if you can't practice, can't get that car right.
Let's be real. He won the truck race, right, folks? Or Xfinity race or something. I don't know. I don't remember what he won. I believe it was the Xfinity race at Atlanta. I don't know. Wherever he ran and won. I forget. He went straight from that race to Bristol because he ran dirt nationals in the late model. He's not dumb, folks. This was planned. This was a planned opportunity.
Yeah.
He was one of the few guys that actually ran dirt nationals. There was a couple other guys like Chase Elliott, but didn't fare out as well. He actually ran pretty well there. So did Kyle Larson. Him and Kyle Busch ran, I think, the best, out of the NASCAR regulars at dirt nationals. So this could be the weekend for Kyle Busch. It could be. Rowdy Nation could have a heck of a dirty old fun time this weekend. There's a possibility. Kyle Busch could be a very happy car owner after today. Truck owner.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Truck owner after today. Although, in the truck series, folks, just a couple tidbits of information here. Nemechek's on baby watch because his wife's about to burst with their first baby. So, and who is the backup driver for that truck? Oh, dirt ringer himself, Christopher Bell. Hello. That's like setting him up for complete victory. Almost, but let's be honest, Martin Truex Jr. is in the 51 truck today. He's got big shoes to fill. There's been a lot of drivers sit in that truck and win, a.k.a. the boss man himself. We also saw good old Greg Biffle win in that truck as well. So he's got a lot to live up to running
we
in the
are,
truck.
Yeah, let's take a look at some of the truck drivers that are entered into this weekend's Bristol race. We got Ryan Newman. He's going to be in a truck. He actually finished second in the second practice. Let's talk.
Going to use that truck as a weapon.
We've got Kevin Harvick. Kevin Harvick, he finished 10th in second practice there. He's going to be in a Ford pickup truck. We've also got Kyle Larson. He was in a truck. We've got Daniel Suarez. He was in a truck.
Oh,
he finished 17th in second practice. Daniel Suarez running some dirt in a truck. Martin Truex Jr. in a truck. What else? We got some other NASCAR drivers here.
Yeah, we have Bubba Wallace. In one. Sarah Friesen's wife. Jessica Friesen is running in the Truck Series race today. She's looking to make some moves of herself. And, why not go her? I might cheer for her tonight because she didn't look half bad in practice, and she comes from a dirt background. So that'll be cool to see how she does. Maya Snyder is running a truck tonight, which, he normally is in the Xfinity Series racing. So we have him racing. We have Chase Purdy is running. I love Chase Purdy. I just like saying his name, guys. That's all. Mike Millar. We know Mike Millar from dirt racing. He's in this race. He's actually, ironically enough, folks, he starts on the pole from qualifying heat race number one later on today. So there's a whole big mishmash of drivers racing today and tomorrow. But can I just say Carson Hosovar, I believe that's how you say his name. I'm sorry if I'm mispronouncing his name. He has the coolest in this race because he's paying homage and respect to a guy he looked up to and a great racer that we lost very early in life, and which was Brian Clausen. So they're running the BC logo today, which I hope he ran really well in practice too. I watched him run. He has a little bit of dirt background too. So, Nice Motorsports might got themselves a contender here with him in this truck and having Brian Clausen on the car. On the truck, it could be a great day for him and Nice Motorsports. They're going to be actually starting second in qualifying race number three. The person on the pole of that race is Haley Deegan. Ooh, gonna be crazy.
Yeah.
Gonna be a crazy heat race. Oh, also Chase Briscoe's running this race. I almost forgot about that. But yeah, so look at this heat race three-peat. I'm sorry, I kind of took over for a second, but heat race number three for the trucks. I'm going to give you the rundown and tell me what you see happening. It's Deegan, Hosovar, Lassard, this Trevor Collins kid, Grant Enfinger, Brent Moffitt, Spencer Boyd, Daniel Suarez, Kyle Larson, Norm Betting, and Chase Briscoe.
Oh, my goodness.
Ooh, it's going to be a fun one, y'all. Hold on to you better pull those belts extra tight in that heat race. It's going to be a doozy. This has got passing points and everything else that helps you set up where you're going to start in a race. There's a lot on the line for these heat races. Y'all don't want to mess up your trucks early. Also, Rafael Lassard, he had a great run yesterday in practice too. So, that could be the most stacked heat race, I think, of all these, almost. Pretty close to it. Ooh. Heat race number one, though, got some wild cards in that one, too, but, yeah.
It's going to be
down and dirty.
Yeah, it's going to be fun to see, some of these NASCAR guys running a truck. Kevin Harvick has been out of a truck in he had even had his own team there in the Truck Series for a long time.
Yes.
Kind of closed that up a few years ago, focused more on just the Cup Series when he was with SHR and stuff. So, to see Kevin Harvick back in a truck, not only back in a truck, but back in a truck on dirt, that's going to be interesting to see that and see how he does.
He's not a fan
of
it. Remember, he wasn't a fan. He said he had a big red X on this weekend because he was not – He was not excited about it. at all. It turns out he said after practice that's the most fun he's had on the racetrack. You're welcome. Welcome to
right.
dirt. This is what happened.
Right.
You're welcome.
I saw that. Yeah. Yeah. It's gonna be a great weekend. It's all getting kicked off here very shortly with the trucks. So it's gonna be fun to watch. It's gonna be fun to see what these guys can do tonight on the dirt in these trucks, because it's gonna set up for a great race tomorrow. I think we've been talking about this race leading up to it here for a couple weeks, and I'm going to stick with what I've said before. It's going to be one of two things. There's not going to be an in-between. It's either going to be a full-on demolition derby, or these guys are going to be running so slow, and it's going to be one of the most boring races on the schedule this year. It's going to be one of those. There's not going to be an in-between.
I think we get a little bit of a mixture of both, especially since they have practice already. But what they should be concerned with, and I think they are concerned with, is tire fall off. Mind you, folks, let's do a little bit of Dirt 101 real quick for our NASCAR fans who love asphalt and don't know what dirt's about. A little edumacation for you, okay? So, problem they're going to have. Not the Truck Series. For the most part, the Truck Series should be good because mm-hmm. they're running their feature at nighttime. Perfect condition for dirt racing. Mind you, you're going to see tire fall off in these heat races because it's ran at the, you know, hottest part of the day. Granted, the weather in Bristol's a little weird and sketchy right now. But either way, if any kind of sun is going to hit that track for a long period of time, this is why you have some of the slowest racing at Port Royal Speedway on Labor Day, because it's a day race. It's naturally slower because the cars are sticking to the track more because of the heat, the sun, and you're going to have tire fall off like a madman. It's crazy. They should have given a lot more tires to the trucks and the Cup Series for this race. They didn't think that one through. So yeah, you're going to see fall off. You know how naturally you're going to tire all around and it's going to show cords when it gets worn. Now, mm-hmm. a dirt tire is not like that, folks. A dirt tire is, quote, if you want to call it, it's a graded tire almost. It's got ridges. It's like an off-terrain tire, if you want to say.
It's got some tread
and
to it.
When it comes, yeah, it's got treading. Now, when you have a rubber down track that's not prepped completely properly, you're going to see that tire when it comes off the car, it's smooth like the asphalt tire originally starts. We saw that yesterday. Folks, the reason you saw that yesterday is because when was practice held? During the day and some of the highest parts of the sun hitting the track. Hence why the track looked like it did, and you saw the big crater in the track then. That's why. That track took a lot of rubber because the sun is hitting it. It's clay and everything else. It's going to take the rubber. It's going to try and insert moisture, and that's what's going to happen. So the Truck Series race tonight it's tonight. It's not during the day. So it shouldn't be too big of a deal. You know, yeah, you're still going to see tire fall off because these guys don't know how to run on dirt and save a tire to save their life. But tomorrow, mind you, you know, weather withholding, because there is like a 60% chance of rain or whatever tomorrow, and there's people, we'll talk about what happens when it rains a little later on. This is for the Tire 101. Race is ran in the middle of the daytime. They should have talked to some dirt experts and figured out when would be the best time to run this race. It would have been at nighttime. Unfortunately, NASCAR didn't do that, and they just, you know, do like they do and run in the middle of the daytime for every race and, you know, don't change the starting time for no reason because, well, that's NASCAR. They're not intelligent, and they just do what they want. So you're going to see a lot of tire fall off. You're going to see a lot of tire issues. You're going to probably see somebody fenced into the wall within 10 laps. That's just a prediction of mine because of the tire fall off. I saw the tires yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I paid attention to it during practice. It's that's the problem with running during the day. And, yes, you're going to see slower times than the folks in the daytime, too. It's going to look slower on TV, but, it's going to. That type of car on that type of track, you're going to see aerodynamic problems because you're trying to turn – your car is going to want to slide. That is what dirt does. That is the factor. That's one of the key factors. So that's why sprint cars, late models, go as fast as they do. So, yes, tire fall off is going to be a big problem tomorrow.
If you go to Facebook, I will share it here in a minute. I'll share a story about the tire wear that Christina was just talking about that Cup teams are surprised by and actually asking NASCAR to help them with. This came out last night by Dustin Long. I'll share it and read some excerpts from it here in a minute. But, yeah, to give you the schedule, the rundown, Christina was talking about it just a little bit ago. Today, starting at 4:30, the Camping World Truck Series will get things kicked off. So 4:30 will be the first qualifying race. Then you have the second one at 4:45, third one at 5, and then the fourth qualifying race will be at 5:15. 45-minute break. And then the Cup Series will come in. Their first qualifying race will be at 6. Second qualifying race at 6:15. 6:30, the third one. 6:45 will be the final qualifying race for Cup. And then we have about an hour, 15-minute break. We'll get the trucks back out and get them ready. And the truck race will be tonight at 8 p.m. That's the Pinty's truck race on dirt. That is the Camping World Truck Series tonight at 8 p.m. for that race. And then tomorrow, the Cup will race at 3:30 in the afternoon. So, yeah, Christina, kind of like what you were saying, they probably should have they should have flip-flopped that because you're going to have the trucks qualifying more closer to daylight and then racing at night. And then the Cup cars are going to be qualifying closer to the evening and racing in the daylight. So you kind of flip-flop that. You're going to qualify at a different time than what you're going to run. So, yeah, that's kind of weird that they're doing it like that. But you can't tell NASCAR what to do, ever. So some stuff from this article, Christina, you were talking about tire wear. We've got some drivers that are concerned about tire wear, asking NASCAR to help them. Cup drivers hoping that NASCAR gives teams an extra set of tires, and they want NASCAR to add a break in the final stage of the dirt race tomorrow. Yep. It says some Cup drivers hope NASCAR gives teams an extra set of tires and adds a break in the final stage of Sunday's dirt race at Bristol after excessive wear in Friday's practice sessions. Again, this is an article written by Dustin Long on NBC Sports. Chase Briscoe said, at Eldora, we've run over 100 laps on a set of tires in the truck race on dirt. He said, I didn't think tires would even be a thought. It definitely surprises me. Alex Bowman said the tire wear is a little concerning. Denny Hamlin said he expects NASCAR to make changes to help teams before the race. He said, I'd be surprised if they don't change some sort of rule between now and then, either give us another set of tires or maybe another caution. He said, if they don't, then we run on bald tires. We all run on bald tires. You got to make sure you do better than everyone else. So Hamlin's concerned. Kurt Busch is concerned. He posted a video talking about how the tires struggle a little bit with excessive wear with a big, heavy race car and a lot of horsepower. So We're getting some insight from some guys that run on dirt a lot, and even guys that don't run on dirt ever. Denny Hamlin is weighing in on the tire wear as well. So we're getting a lot of opinions about this tire running on dirt. Guys are concerned, like you said, a lot of concern.
But what I don't understand is, where did the tire from Eldora go? Well, why did we not bring that same tire back is what I'm trying to figure out, because it's not the same tire. You know, they came up with a different Goodyear tire. Oh, first off, maybe that's part of the problem. Stop using Goodyear for your tires. I mean, I'm just saying. Well, how many people do you see running Goodyears on dirt racing? Riddle me that. I mean, think about it, folks. Hoosier makes an amazing dirt tire. Hoosier might have came up with something to give NASCAR to use, but since, you know, Goodyear's a weenie and has to have, you know, only their tire on the track, this is what we've come up with, which could be potentially terrible. But we'll see.
Well, you know, you talked about Chase Briscoe being a big dirt guy. And you know, another reason why Tony Stewart went with him. He said of the track, this is what Chase Briscoe said later in the article about the track. He thinks that it's the track more than the tire that Goodyear brought. He said it seems like red clay is just always more abrasive for whatever reason that is. He said, I think we probably need to do something. He said, our car especially, it seems like after 20 laps and we're already showing cords. So he kind of thinks that maybe it's a lot more of the track as well with this red clay. It's tearing up the tire a little more as well. But I got to think too, though, we've had this in the works since the beginning of the year. I think Goodyear should have been maybe working with that and knowing what the dirt is like to come up with the tire. So,
yeah. I mean, and there's a lot of other tracks across the country that have red clay. I mean, this isn't the first track that's had red clay. And maybe they need to do more prep or better prep. I'm not sure. Now, mind you, folks, there was four sets of, you know, they practiced four different times on that track. Yesterday. So, and it took a lot of rubber. It did. It took a lot. So that could be part of the problem. They need to prep it quite differently going into a midday race and so forth and so on. We'll see. My whole thing is maybe we shouldn't have done 250 laps. for this race, maybe 150 would have been plenty for the cup cars, just because I just think it's a lot of laps on a dirt race, folks. We run a total of, I mean, the late models, yeah, they do 100 laps features off and on.
But yeah,
sprint cars, no, 50. 50 is pretty much is a max, I think, I've ever seen with sprint cars. So this is a lot of laps on dirt.
Christy, I'm sure with the sprint cars, you know, 50 laps, that's probably pushing it with fuel. They don't have a very big fuel cell on them sprint cars. So I'm sure 50 laps is probably about, I don't know, how many laps, you know, they could run.
Well, they do. So what happens is, I can break it down for you. A 50-lap feature we see at Port Royal Speedway, which is the Tuscarora 50, they have one of those things that Denny Hamlin and them all want, is a break in the middle of the race. That is, they do a fuel stop. You can change certain things. They literally stop the cars on the track, though, folks. You don't go back to the pit. No, you have one or two guys that are allowed to come on the track. They refuel the car, can change minor things, nothing serious. You can't change tires, nothing like that. And that's that. So, yeah, about 25 green flag laps. Now, it gets a little iffy when you get cautions in there, which happens and everything else. So, yeah, but no going back to the pits. Literally, they stop you on the track. One or two guys come out, refuel the car, and that's that, which is what happens for sprint cars. But I still think this one should have been 150 laps. I mean, hey, they've not done dirt in, 51 years. So these guys and girls in the NASCAR, head office don't really know what it's about. Maybe they should have got some experts to help them. Maybe Clint Bowyer should have been a little more involved in this this
yeah.
race. I personally think he should have had a lot. They should have insighted with some of those guys a little bit and figure out how to do it better. But we'll see. I think the trucks are going to put a hell of a race on and beat and banging. You could see truck parts all over the track at the end of this.
I think you're right about the laps. There should have been some less laps, but I think they should have done it. They should have done this weekend's races. Well, they today and tomorrow should have been set up exactly how we do it when you go to a World of Outlaw or an All-Star event at a small town short track. It should have been today, should have been just the trucks. You show up, you run your heats, you do all that to the race, and then you have a smaller race lap for the main event because you run everything concurrent right together, just like we do when you show up at a World of Outlaws event, and the same for tomorrow. The cup cars come out, you run all your heats, you do all that, you get ready, and you run your race, your main event, with, like you said, maybe 150 laps instead of 250, but you do it all in the same day. I think that's how they should have done this weekend to give it that dirt race feel that they're trying to go for. I think that's what they should have done. The cup cars should have ran their heats tomorrow right before the race. And do it all in one day, just like they do a regular dirt race weekend at a racetrack.
It should have been that way altogether. Now, mind you, folks, most dirt racing across the country starts, with heat in the motors and everything else about the time that they're going to start the first qualifying race. They open gates and everything at 4:30. They don't start racing and doing qualifying or anything till about 5:30, 6 o'clock. Why? Because the sun is not your friend on a dirt track. It's not.
Yeah.
It's not. It eats the track away. So, I mean, if we do this in the future, NASCAR's going to have to change a bunch of stuff and do it the way that, they need to mimic and mirror how dirt is ran every weekend. But I mean, we'll see. It's a learning curve. Hell, we might not even race tomorrow, folks. We're talking all about this, and Mother Nature wants to play spoiler again, so we'll see. This may race, I don't know, maybe they'll race Monday morning. I have no idea what they're going to do. But no, you cannot race in the mud. I don't know why people think that even that since it's dirt racing they can race in the mud. What part of that makes sense, folks? No,
oh boy.
This is not bogging. This is not mudding. This is a race. It's not. I don't get you people.
But we can race on road courses in the rain.
Yeah. Totally different.
I know.
But no,
I know.
Folks, you can't.
No, you can't race in the mud.
No, you can't. They're going to have to run the track in. They're going to have to put all the, what we like to call the tractors and everything else on that and, get it fixed up. Who knows? There's a bit of rain that's coming, that's going to come through Bristol at about 12:30 this afternoon. So maybe that'll help put some moisture into the track. Moisture in the track's not necessarily a bad thing, folks. That could bode well. They're going to have occasional rain today, but tonight it looks like they're going to be clearer in the nighttime and get some racing in tonight for the trucks. We'll see. I don't know, because there's a whole chance of cat scattered and isolated thunderstorms, but only a 30% chance, so we'll see. But tomorrow, folks, Ooh-wee. Mother Nature says no to you. And this is what I'm talking about, folks. If you look at the radar and you look at the weather, clear skies after 5 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is why you race at night. And you can't tell me Bristol doesn't have lights, folks. Can't tell me that.
Right. Yep.
So, yeah. We might see night racing after all. I may get my wish.
Well, we might. Let's talk about last week and the racing at Atlanta.
To?
Yeah, we'll break it down real quick. We won't spend much time on it. NASCAR was on asphalt last week in Atlanta at the Atlanta Motor Speedway. It was the Folds of Honor Quick Trip 500. And we had another first-time winner for 2021. Not first time in his career, but just first-time winner for this year. Also giving another team their first win on the season as well. And who could that be? Well, that would be Ryan Blaney, the man that we talked about at the top of the hour that is fastest on dirt. Well, he was the fastest on asphalt last week, and he brought it home first. He, Kyle Larson, I thought it was his race. I thought he was going to win it. He was definitely, he led a lot of laps. He led the most laps. He led 269 laps last weekend at Atlanta. Kyle Larson completely
dominated
this race. And Ryan Blaney comes from nowhere at the end and says, I don't think so, not today, the win, leading 25 laps towards the end of the race. So Ryan Blaney started 10th, finished first, beating Kyle Larson, Kyle Larson second. Alex Bowman, Kyle Larson's teammate, he comes home third, Denny Hamlin fourth, and Kyle Busch rounding out the top five. So Ryan Blaney showing some muscle over Team Hendrick and Team Gibbs there, beating those teammates there second through fifth. Penske Racing finally getting on the winning board there in the standings. Take a look at the standings. Now we've got six drivers, one, two, three, four, five, six drivers with wins this year in six races. So, Christina, much like we were talking about earlier in the year with the World of Outlaws and getting a different driver every weekend, we're seeing that in NASCAR so far. And I keep talking about this because this is where Michael McDowell needs to stay consistent, because I know it's still early and we've got a lot of races, but if this trend keeps up, we've got six different races and six different drivers. So this is where Michael McDowell needs to stay consistent and has to stay in that top 16 in the points. Right now, he is 13th when it comes to the points. So he is getting a little bit further down that that points bracket. He needs to kick it up a little bit to stay in that top 16, because that win is not a for sure guarantee. If we have 17 winners, Christina, and he is 17th on the points, he is not going to be in the playoffs. And you don't want to see that. You don't want to see anybody miss it. So he needs to stay a little more consistent and stay up there in the points. But, Christina, Ryan Blaney, the first Penske driver to get a win in 2021. Are you surprised or shocked by that? That we're talking about Blaney as the top Penske driver right now?
Not really. I mean, Joey Logano's his third in points. He just hasn't.
Yeah.
He hasn't been able to find, I don't know what it is with him and Brad, but mind you, Brad, he was terrible last weekend. Kind of really I will never pick Brad Keselowski again. You know, so they just don't. I don't know what it is. There's no power. There's something missing in those two cars. But Ryan Blaney's really shown that he kind of stays out of the other stuff that's going on in Penske. You know, let's be honest, Joey and Brad wrecked them, each other, you know, and everything, and helped Michael McDowell get that win. But, you know, that's what happened. And Ryan Blaney, now, I'm not shocked. He's run very well pretty much all year, very consistently doing as well as he could. Yeah, he has a DNF. Yeah, he has one DNF, but, I mean, so does his teammates.
Right.
I'm not really shocked about it. Ryan Blaney is the future for Penske Racing, because let's be honest, I believe Brad might be on his last. I mean, I don't know when his contract's up or he just extended it. I'm not sure. I think he's close to being, you know, hanging it up and wanting to focus on other stuff. Joey's like at the ripe age of like 30. I don't know. So he'll still be there, but he's definitely not going to be the face of Penske. I really believe it is Ryan Blaney. And then you'll see Austin Cedric continue to do the same thing. But he won't be in a Penske car next year. He will be in the Wood Brothers car. So we'll see how that bodes well. Because, look, that's where Ryan Blaney was, too. So, I mean, this is how Penske brings them up. Smart, because you know, it's rumored, it's always been rumored that the two will be mapped to Benedetto's car. We'll see, but Ryan Blaney getting a win early is good, though. It's a great confidence boost. Now he can just go out there and run well, and just focus on stage points, focus on more stage points, because mind you, that's what helps you when it comes to playoff time. You know, get more wins, obviously, but stage points will always be the biggest factor.
Yep. Yeah, for sure. Ryan Blaney getting that win at Atlanta, securing himself a playoff position, joining now Kyle Larson with a win, Martin Truex Jr., William Byron, Christopher Bell, and we talked about Michael McDowell as well there with a win also. If we look at the points standings, Denny Hamlin still in the lead of the regular season point standing. Kyle Larson has jumped all the way up to second now in the points, followed by Joey Logano, Martin Truex Jr., and Brad Keselowski. Somebody that is sitting in sixth in the points, Christina, that we have not talked about seeing victory lane yet, another surprise. SHR and Kevin Harvick yet to find victory lane. In fact, Kevin Harvick only has two top fives so far this year. Now, I know we've only ran six races, and he's got five top tens, which is helping him stay where he's at in the points, but only two top fives and no wins yet for Kevin Harvick, and we've been to a couple tracks that he's good at and that he likes. So kind of surprising there.
Yeah, like I said last week, all of Stewart Haas Racing is a slump. I don't know. Did the slump happen because, you know, funny man Clint Boyer's not there anymore? I don't know. Maybe, you know, nah. But, you know, there's something going on there, and they need to really turn it around, and this could be the weekend to do it.
Yeah.
I don't know. You know, Chase Briscoe might have the best shot out of all of them to win. We'll see. Cole Custer maybe as well. But these guys need to find this factor, the speed. They need to find something. Because, mind you, at this point last year, I believe Kevin Harvick already had a win or two already. And the same with Denny Hamlin. He has yet to find victory lane either. So we'll see. The two guys that were to be the top dogs last year. Mind you, yes, Denny Hamlin is leading the points. Yeah, that's cool beans. That's because he has three stage wins, folks. but if he didn't have the three stage wins, I don't think he would be that far, because he's just like Kevin Harvick. And he has five top fives and five, you know, and that's about it.
Yeah.
It's not any better of a year, so we'll see.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to see how this shapes up.
Right. And this weekend is just going to be a complete wild card weekend with these guys. So we'll see what the points look like on this show this next Saturday when we're talking about the dirt race roundup that we talk about next Saturday. The rest of the point standings: Ryan Blaney 7th with that win, William Byron 8th with the win, Christopher Bell 9th also with a win. You got Chase Elliott rounding out the top 10, and then Austin Dillon, Kyle Busch, Michael McDowell, Alex Bowman, Kurt Busch, and Chris Buescher rounding out the top 16. That is your regular season points order. The playoff points is a little bit different. We won't deal too much with that right now. It's too early in the season. But real quick, we're getting short on time. We got about 10 minutes left, Christina. But before we get off of NASCAR completely, I want to look at something real quick. And I was telling a guy at work this the other day, the man who's leading the laps right now, he's got the most laps led so far this year. Last weekend in Atlanta really helped that a lot. But let's talk about, for about 2 minutes, let's talk about Kyle Larson, because I want to get your opinion on this. I think Kyle Larson is almost on a revenge tour this year because of everything that happened last year. Basically getting fired from NASCAR, losing his ride, losing some sponsors, getting kicked out of NASCAR for a year, having to go through the training that he had to go through, really got back to his roots, got back in a dirt car. We saw him get in a sprint car and win about 30 different races. He even won a race in a late model, ran that for the first time ever. I think this year, When Hendrick signed him, I think Kyle Larson almost came into 2021 on a revenge tour and is proving that he should have never got kicked out last year. And he is in, I'm going to say it, he's in a little bit better equipment this year than he's been in over at Ganassi. Let's face it, Hendrick has a little bit more money when it comes to the race cars than Ganassi does. So he's in better equipment, and now I think he's out to prove. He's got something to prove. He's got a win already this year. He's sitting second in the points, first in the playoff points, and he's leading the most laps so far this year with 379, three stage wins, a regular season win. The kid is kicking ass right now.
Yeah, rightfully so. I mean... folks that don't follow dirt apparently didn't know who he was. I don't know why people should be shocked by him being where he is. You shouldn't be. We could call it a revenge tour. We could just call it him wanting to do his, you know, wanting to put a keep the momentum going that he built all throughout, you know, racing dirt last year and getting back to his roots and what he loves to do, which is race and win and continue to win. And I mean, he's in the best equipment he's ever had.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, Chip Ganassi, but it's true. And
it is.
He's just doing what he knows how to do, which is wheel a race car. He gives his team the correct feedback and what they can change and not change on a pit stop. When listening to him on the radio, it shows. And this is what happens when you put, you know, good people together and they come up with great results. And
yeah,
wait for it this weekend, folks. And if, you know, let it be a revenge tour or whatever you want to, you know, whatever he wants it to be. I still think at the end of the year, we're going to be talking about Kyle Larson battling possibly for a championship.
Yeah.
And it's going to hurt people on Twitter, because let me tell you, the next person that tweets at me saying, oh, you're racist because you like Kyle Larson, I'm going to flip out on, because if I got to do it one more time, I'm going to do it. I'm not racist because I like Kyle Larson. No way, shape, or form.
No.
You people don't know my personal life or who is in my family, first off. So don't go there. Secondly, I liked Kyle Larson before y'all even knew who the hell he was.
Mm-hmm.
And thirdly, he knows how to wheel a race car. And if you can't deal with that and you can't live with that, then you should probably get off the, you know, boat, the bandwagon. I don't care what you want to call it.
Yeah.
Find a different ship to wreck.
Yeah.
The kid already went through, had to pay his dues. Move forward.
Yep. Yeah, it's going to be a great year for Kyle Larson, I think. And I think everything is behind him. I don't even think he thinks
about
it no more, which is good. I like that about him.
And
he's a great kid. We got to interview him at Michigan a couple years ago when he got the win. He's just,
mm-hmm.
he's a great kid. I've always, like you said, I've always liked him too. And then when Junior signed with Hendrick, I became a big Hendrick fan then. So I've cheered for Hendrick for quite a few years now as well. So when I seen Kyle Larson get signed by Hendrick, that was pretty awesome for me. But real quick, looking at the regular season standings for our league, we've got a shakeup in that as well, Christina. We've got Matty Ice. He has taken the points lead from Tasha.
That's because he keeps picking Kyle Larson, folks.
Yeah. He finally got the win. But he keeps getting Kyle Larson and getting those points. But Matty Ice is in the lead with 235 points. Tasha second at 211. Jeremy's in third at 184. Craig in fourth. He's right behind Jeremy with 182. I'm in fifth at 168. John's right behind me in sixth with 164. And he's got Nick right on his ass at 163 points. And he's got Matt Newsom right on his tail at 161 points. These points are getting tight down here. Debbie in ninth at 156. Ty in 10th at 145. And Christina had a very bad race with Brad Keselowski.
Sure did.
And yeah, that was not that was not good. Tasha picking Brad Keselowski as well. Ty, he went with Chase Elliott last week, as did Jeremy.
That was a bad pick, too.
Yeah, those were bad picks. But Matt Newsom, Matty Ice, they made out the best last week, picking Kyle Larson, getting 55 points for that. Not getting a win, but getting a lot of points on that front as well. For the Bristol Dirt Race, we've already got a few picks in so far. Craig, he is going to he's switching it up. He's been sticking with Brad Keselowski for quite a few weeks now. But he's
switching it up too.
Yeah, he's switching it up. He's going to go with Kevin Harvick on
what?
Dirt this weekend. Yeah, he made that pick Thursday. So, yeah, he's going Kevin Harvick on dirt. Craig is picking Kevin Harvick at Bristol. And then we've got Matt Newsom and Debbie. They are both so far going with Kyle Larson, which is, that's one of them obvious picks. I knew there would be quite a few people going with Kyle Larson. I think a few weeks ago I said I was going to go with Kyle Larson. I've changed my pick.
We both did.
Yeah,
we've both changed our pick.
Yeah, I think I'll let you go first. I'll let ladies go first. I'll let you make your pick first.
Well, I'm going for somebody that's not a dirt ringer.
Oh boy,
because there is a potential to see somebody that's not a dirt ringer win these races, but I'm going to go with somebody I have picked already. Didn't bode well at the beginning of the year because he got caught up in somebody else's bullshit. But I'm going to pick somebody that's never raced on dirt prior to this weekend either.
Oh.
But is in the top 10, believe he's in the top 11 or 10 on the speed charts when it came to practice. And he's going to be racing tonight as well, which will give a little bit more, momentum going into tomorrow. Do you know who I'm picking? That should
I do.
Away.
I do.
Yes.
I
am going to
Daniel Suarez.
Yes. I am going to take Daniel Suarez again. I really think, plus he has a car owner that has raced dirt for a long time.
Yeah.
So it's not like he's coming in blindly. He's going to have all that going in there and everything for him. And he didn't do bad in practice. He did pretty well. There was a good bit of speed in that car and everything else. So, I'm going to go with Suarez. I'm going to go with a non-dirt ringer.
All right. I'm going with a dirt ringer. I'm going Christopher Bell for the weekend.
Really?
Yeah, I'm going to go with Christopher Bell for Sunday. We'll see what he can do.
I'm intrigued.
Real quick, because we're almost out of live airtime. I would do the sounder, but that takes too long. let's get your penalty box pick before we go off the air.
Throw everybody, every NASCAR fan in there complaining and bitching because it's dirty, and it's dirt. What did you think was gonna happen? Hello, it's a dirt race. It's gonna be dirty. It's gonna be dusty. Quit your bitching, please. Get off. Oh shoot!
You texted me that, and I thought, what?
But literally, folks, you don't know nothing about dirt racing if you're here complaining about it. Go to a dirt race. This is where it all started. There would be no NASCAR without dirt racing, folks. There really wouldn't.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
The penalty box pick. And they can sit there for 2 weeks for that matter.
Woo!
Oh.
They got a major.
Get it.
All right. Well, Christina, that does it for this weekend. Another show in the books. And it was basically 2 hours of talking dirty because NASCAR racing on dirt this weekend. It's going to be exciting. I can't wait to see highlights and clips of the carnage from this weekend. Going to be a lot. Dale Jr. is going to be broke after this weekend because he is going to be buying a lot of vehicles for his graveyard. So Dale Jr. is probably going to be hoping that this weekend is boring and not a wreck fest so that he's not buying all these wrecked vehicles because he's going to try and get a couple.
A truck
and a car because, to say that he's got a dirt NASCAR in his graveyard, I'm sure he's going to try and buy something that gets wrecked this weekend. So good luck to everybody.
It's going to be intriguing.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. It's going to be exciting. We'll see what these guys can do on dirt. We'll have a lot to talk about next Saturday. Don't forget, besides... probably 2 hours of talking dirty again next week. Big E from Lernerville will be joining us at 9, and then crew chief Keith Wolf will be on at 10. So we'll be talking to both of those gentlemen next Saturday. It all starts at 9:00. Christina will be here at 9:00 with me as well. So Christina, have a great rest of your weekend. Have a great week. It's the last week of March. Next weekend, we're going to be talking. It's going to be the first Saturday of April already. We're going to be starting the fourth month of the year. It's flying by.
It is flying by. I didn't realize that we were so close to the end of the month until yesterday when I was realizing at my job I have to get month end done. And I was like, oh, that's like 3 days. So, it's busy all around, but no, folks, enjoy the weekend of dirt. Welcome to the world of dirt racing. If you've never seen it before, NASCAR fans, it's going to be dirty. Don't wear white. That's my bit of advice. If you want it to stay white, don't wear it, folks. Don't do it. It won't be white after this weekend. But no, a lot of great racing to be had. Stay tuned, folks. It all kicks off about 4:30 Eastern Standard Time, and I'm excited to see y'all get a taste of what it's like to be covered in dirt like we do all the time. Good luck to all the drivers locally everywhere across the country, running in your hometown short tracks and all across the country. But, Pete, thanks for having me. I look forward to giving you updates tomorrow if we get the race in. If it's delayed, I'll even let you know. Maybe you should, you know, see what happens. But enjoy the weekend, everyone, and stay safe.
Yes, yes. We'll talk to you. We'll talk to you next weekend. And, yes, send me updates because I don't have the best service, so I can't always listen to the race either on my phone. So I enjoy getting updates from people during the race. So tell Jim that we said hi. You guys have a great weekend. Have a great week. And we'll talk to you next Saturday.
Sounds good. Peace out, everyone.
All right. This has been another great edition of the Fast Lane Sports Show presented by Ultralight Railway Brake Sticks. Hope you all enjoyed the show. We will talk to you guys next Saturday. Big show next Saturday, too. Special guests, including Christine and I talking dirty all 2 hours next week as well. So everybody have a great rest of your weekend. Have a great week. We'll talk to you next Saturday. Be sure to follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Keep up with all of our breaking news and stories on social media. We'll talk to you next week. Have a great weekend. See ya.